Backers of last year's charter schools initiative in Washington state promised that charters would improve academic options and outcomes for public school students. A quarter of the 29 organizations in the running to open charter schools here already have charters in other states. But a KUOW analysis finds that they often fail to meet state standards where they operate. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
Proponents of the charter school law said it would bring successful charter models from across the country to this state. Lisa McFarlane is Washington State Director of Democrats for Education Reform, one of the backers of the charter law. McFarlane says she's encouraged that among the six established organizations that have started the application process in Washington,
there are a couple of the country's strongest charter school network folks, and that would be Summit and Green Dot.
Green Dot and Summit Public Schools are both California charter chains that tout their academic success. State-level education data compiled by KUOW finds that while both chains are meeting state standards in some of their schools, they're failing to meet benchmarks in other schools. Academic standards can vary dramatically by state, but none of the established charter operators proposing schools in Washington are consistently meeting their respective state standards. Of the 27 schools for which state data were available, fewer than half were meeting all of their benchmarks. Many traditional public schools where those charters operate have similar struggles. Western Michigan University education professor Gary Miron says that reflects what he's found in his years of comparing the academic success of charter schools to regular public schools.
So in terms of evidence that charter schools are outperforming, you know, traditional public schools, we don't have that.
Officials from Green Dot and Summit say their schools that are missing state growth targets are still doing well relative to schools with similar demographics. But Miron says studies show that high-performing charter schools tend to have demographics different than the surrounding community. KUOW found that that is true of most successful charter schools run by operators that plan to apply in Washington state. Most of the high-performing schools have much smaller percentages of low-income students, English language learners, or special education students than their surrounding districts. Those are the at-risk student groups that were supposed to benefit most from Washington's charter law. According to the new law, charter applicants with existing schools will have to show a track record of success with those populations. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.